BBC News with Cathy Clugston. At least 300 people are known to have died in mudslides and flooding in Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone. The number of casualties is expected to rise, with hundreds of bodies thought to still be trapped under the debris. The Red Cross says 3,000 people are estimated to have lost their homes. 2 days after a deadly car-ramming attack by a suspected white supremacist during a rally in Charlottesville, President Trump has given his first explicit condemnation of the far-right extremist groups involved in the violence. Mr. Trump said racism was evil and the Ku Klux Klan, white supremacists and other hate groups were repugnant to everything Americans held dear. President Trump has signed an order directing his senior trade representative to examine China's actions on the theft of American intellectual property. It's the first trade directive issued by his administration targeting Beijing. China has warned the United States against triggering a trade war when ties are strained over North Korea. The US Vice President Mike Pence has said Washington will use all its economic and diplomatic power to ensure that democracy is restored in Venezuela. He said President Trump had made it clear that the US could not stand by as Venezuela collapsed into dictatorship. He said a failed state there would threaten the security of the region. A United Nations report has shown that the war in Yemen has intensified. It says the number of airstrikes in the first half of this year exceeded the total for all of 2016. A Saudi-led coalition, armed by the West, supports Yemen's government and carries out air attacks on its rebel opponents. The United States is also targeting al-Qaeda militants in the south. A team of international footballing legends is to play an exhibition match in Iraq. Among the retired stars taking part will be the Brazilians Zico and Rivaldo. The ex-Inter Milan and Argentina striker Hernan Crespo will also play, along with the former Portugal international Deco. BBC News.